Alright, welcome back to Squatch Smashies Reacts. And this is a special one, straight from the mouths of the fans to our ears and then into your ears. So, vicariously,
it was close.
It was one vote separated the winner from the loser.
I kind of look at it another way. I kind of feel like the winner had twice as many votes as the next closest.
You know, boys, you're both correct. Mathematically, both are true. I'll leave that algebra problem for their listeners to solve.
I'm not good at algebra.
How many votes, if you double them, equal one?
Excuse me there, Professor. I think you said that wrong.
Wait. Let's start again. Okay. Do the clap again.
All right. All right. Here we go.
Okay. Here we go.
Welcome back. Welcome to another special episode of Squatch Smashes Reacts. We're, this is a special one because we went to the fans, to the fans, the brains of the fans, asked them what we should do, and it was a closely contested contest. A lot of heated debate in the comments on Twitter, and we have a winner, and they won. The winner was by one vote, so. That's how close it was. We could be in a totally different timeline if these votes had gone differently. But this week is the Monsters of Ohio.
I think there needs to be a sound effect there, like the sound of Hang On Sloopy being burned at the stake or something like that.
Oh, yeah. We probably have to go to a Michigan website. They probably have that.
The sound of Carmen, Ohio, in a meat grinder or something.
I think that happened when they played Clemson. Hey, y'all! Hey,
y'all! Oh, hey. Uh-oh.
We got letters. Don't at us.
That's evil. That's why he's evil.
That's why he's evil. It's evil Elvis. Evil Elvis does not speak for the official production.
We've got, I forgot to introduce it. I'm Zeke Delfour. We got Evil Elvis, who you just heard from, who is clearly evil for his views on the popular Ohio State University. That's his number one evil, unless you're from Michigan, and he's the good Elvis. And then there's Vlad, who's also my father, who's a vampire. you should know all this if you're listening. If you don't, then you need to go
if
back.
If you don't listen to the last episode.
Yeah, because we go over this all the time. I don't even know why we feel compelled to tell you this every week. Anyway, we normally do crazy adventures, but we're stuck in a cavern. apparently, it doesn't allow typing, so we aren't getting anywhere in that cavern.
We're in a type-free flu cavern.
Yeah, we lost
in the catacombs.
The space bar flew off of the keyboard, so we're stuck till that gets repaired. So we're deep in the caverns, as you can hear from the sound effects. I mean, the real sounds behind us of the echoey cavern and
the ambient sounds.
Ambient sounds of, around us.
Whose and so volume we decided, can vary independently from our voices.
That's correct. Well, that's how nature is.
Yeah.
Well, it's because we're all huddled around a naturally occurring microphone and we're all positioned differently in relation to it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just science.
That's right.
Science.
And,
so anyway, the voices of the fans have compelled us to talk about the Monsters of Ohio. So we'll do like we have been doing, where we're going to go to a website on that internet, and then we're going to describe what they list as this one is the 11 most bizarre mythical creatures from Ohio from the columbusnavigator.com website. Yeah,
the byline is by Chelsea Wiley / wow.
Yeah,
so I think that means
Well, actually, here's what it means. I'm going to give you a little bit of a tutorial on how the web works now.
Okay.
So what they've done is they've tagged this as a WoW article. And so when you click WoW, it shows other articles that are in the WoW category. So in addition to 11 most bizarre mythical creatures from Ohio, you would also have the most beautiful restaurant in Columbus.
Wow.
These augmented reality murals in Short North are seriously breathtaking.
Wow.
20 times Midwestern Twitter understood me better than anyone.
Wow.
And all of these, by the way, are by Chelsea Wiley. So,
wow.
I'm wondering if maybe Chelsea's just kind of one of those people who she's easily impressed.
She's a list maker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here's one. Here's a real WoW article. Restoration Hardware just opened RH Columbus at Easton, and it's insanely beautiful.
Wow. Yeah. I knew a guy during my short stint in the Hooskow that had two W's tattooed on his butt cheeks, and when he would bend over... No, let's not talk about that. Let's get on to... mythical creatures.
I feel kind of bad for Chelsea because it seems like she has some sort of condition where she only has one approach to life. It's like if she saw a monster or a department store, her reaction is the same. Which is wow.
That's the millennial outlook on life. No highs or lows. Everyone's on mood altering drug. Everyone's on mood stabilizers.
Yeah, everything's amazing.
It's like we're gonna die. Or Buffy just got dropped on DVD. Both are the same.
All wow. Amazing. It's like if we were in a 1980s cartoon based on the Smurfs, we would be the Amazings because we put that in every damn sentence. It's a personal pet peeve of mine.
Amazing.
Oh, so damn it.
So this show is going to be a dive into the bizarre mythical creatures from Ohio and also into the psyche of the millennial generation.
That's right.
A deep dive, no doubt.
That's right.
But no, it's deep into a millennial psyche. Heyo, hooah!
Heyo, evil Elvis, don't at us.
And, she's done a good job here. Chelsea's done a good job. We don't want to just crap on her. She's done a good job. She has little pictures with each creature and a little good description. So, you know, so it's quality work. It's better than that other one we were following, I think. I think she's done well. She's just easily impressed. That's all we're saying. We're not saying there's anything wrong with her.
It's a multimedia essay she has cobbled together.
That's correct. And it's driven.
For her Internet Journalism 101 class.
It's drawing our attention. And we are
I'm gonna have a quibble with you here, but it's text and pictures. So at most, it's bimedia.
Bimedia.
Let's save multimedia for if we were to work in some audio or something like that. This is a bimedia experience.
Yes.
Well, no, there's a video in here
from a truly pure. Oh, there's a video.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. That's all right. Fine. That's called a teaser. To keep them from turning off the podcast. Probably already have it. But all right, here we go. We'll start with the main the set. What's that called when you do an essay?
The lead.
The lead sentence or the
topic sentence.
Topic sentence. Here we go.
The hypothesis.
Yes.
The thesis statement.
The thesis statement. There it is.
All right. Ohio can get creepy.
Well, now let's break that down a little, because that's the thesis. We gotta,
scratch out can get, and in pig's blood, right is.
I think that'd be better. Yeah. And then you'd have a third media. You'd have the pig's blood,
text, and video. Now it's multimedia.
And then. Everyone has a story, something they saw in the woods or the side of the road, something they can't explain. That's true. We saw bizarre things in the side of the woods or the side of the road or the side of the woods. It doesn't matter which side. I can't explain. Well, there's a lot of things I can't explain, but that's
there are only two places where creepy things happen, either in the woods or on the side of the road.
In Ohio, at least.
In Ohio.
And I would also argue that because of our school funding crisis, there's lots of things we can't explain.
That's what I was going to say. My education is the main cause that I can't explain anything. So, but it's accurate. So far, things seem other than, you know, the part we corrected. All right. So, here we go. Ooh, here we go. We're getting into the meat. This is the meat of the article. Get your forks and knives out. But what you may not know is that according to cryptozoologists, Ohio is a hotbed for creature activity.
Which ones? Which cryptozoologists? What are their names?
Are you I'm kind of sensing that you're kind of looking for credible cryptozoologists as opposed to non-credible cryptozoologists.
Yeah.
Perhaps that is not an exactly teeming
bingo group of
people from which
to pick. I want to know, are these supposed cryptozoologists quoted in this piece certified and credentialed by the National Cryptozoological Society?
Yeah, we don't want any fly-by-night cryptozoologists.
That's right.
Well, a fly-by-night cryptozoologist would themselves be a cryptozoological specimen.
That's like a... you blew my mind. That's like a fractal. That's like a Ouroboros. It's a snake eating its own tail. What do you call that?
The sound of one hand clapping.
It's a thing.
For the other hand, it's for its amusing tricks. All right, we're continuing into the meat. The meat.
Oh, it's tasty.
From Bigfoot-esque. from Bigfoot-esque creatures. But not Bigfoot himself. Bigfoot-esque creatures to massive. Bigfoot
adjacent.
Bigfoot-ish. Bigfooty.
Because sometimes calling someone a Bigfoot, something a Bigfoot is offensive. You can say a Bigfoot-ish.
Yeah, we can't use that word. Only they can use that word.
Uh-oh, I clicked on the singles. Hold on.
Don't at us.
Don't at us.
I clicked on the ad by accident.
Right. Oh, great. Now, right. Where are you, Tinder or the Columbus Brewery? There's only two things.
I would imagine if you clicked on the Columbus dating scene, you're getting a whole bunch of bizarre mythical creatures.
Don't at us.
Talk about Bigfoot-esque creatures.
Hey.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
All right. To massive kidnapping reptiles. To all other things that go bump in the night. All of them. The stories that come out of Ohio are some of the most unique in the country.
Some of the most unique. That's like saying, this is the moistest cake I've ever eaten. Like the word moist in and of itself means kind of moist, kind of dry, but kind of not. Some of the most unique, meaning the uniquest.
It's the most unique. Yeah, the other unique stuff isn't quite as unique.
You guys are like channeling an episode of The West Wing right now.
All right, now we're talking in the voice of Chelsea. Right. Here we go.
Okay, all right.
If you're anything like myself,
wow. You have
you have to admit a bit of skepticism about some of these creatures.
Wow.
But maybe that's just how you'll feel until you see one for yourself. That's a good point. You see something for yourself, it's okay.
By the woods or by the road or something like that.
Yeah, those two places.
Yeah.
Yeah, just avoid those two places. You won't see. This means it may just be time to break out our headlamps and try to catch one of them in the act.
Who has a headlamp?
And what act? What are they? What? React to what? I don't know.
Let's get into it. As we go. Okay, here we go.
All right, so let's rotate around again. One of you guys read the next one, then we'll just rotate.
All right, I suppose I'll take it here.
Okay.
All right. Loveland Frogmen. In 1955.
First of all, before you start, not to interrupt, but the picture looks like just a regular frog that they like lifted up its arm. They like it looks like there's someone in with black gloves just sort of hoisting it up by the shoulder by the armpits so that it appears to be walking upright.
And it's near the side of the road. If you notice, it's by a guardrail.
Yeah, and it's trying to have sex with a shadow. It's trying to copulate with the shadow of a person projected on the guardrail.
And I'm not sure, but there's a little iconography up in the top right that I can only interpret as if you try to say hi to the Loveland Frog, it will ignore you. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, maybe that's explained in the paragraph. Okay.
That was also, they put this in a spaceship and sent it on.
To show what's on Earth is people and frogmen. That's right.
I think we got two things here on Earth.
Voyager 7, that they didn't tell us about. They ran out of pictures, so they put the Loveland Frogman icon.
That was not one of Carl Sagan's suggestion. That came from Neil deGrasse Tyson. Let's put a picture of a frogman in on this one. In 1955, a man was traveling through Loveland, Ohio, when he saw three mysterious creatures. And by the way, is it just me or is the phrase traveling through Loveland, Ohio sound like a euphemism for something? Of course, the story has many versions. So he either saw them near Branch Hill or over/under a bridge on the Little Miami River.
Okay, listen, if you don't even know whether it was over or under the bridge...
It's like kind of like if you saw a frogman, wouldn't you? Would you say to yourself, "Where did I see him?" It doesn't really matter. I'm not going to get a mile marker or anything. People will they'll be all right knowing roughly where I saw the frogman.
I saw him. I saw it. Preposition the bridge. I saw it about the bridge. I saw it above the bridge. I saw it among the bridge, after, against, at, before, behind, beside. I'll keep going until you stop me.
All right, we'll stop then.
Okay.
The unnamed man claims that he saw the figures.
I bet this unnamed man was a cryptozoologist.
One of the most
unique cryptozoologists.
he's the only cryptozoologist who could comment on frogman behavior and anatomy.
Exactly.
He immediately rose to the top of the pile.
Exactly.
The unnamed man. The unnamed man claims that he saw the figures, which were about 3 to 4 feet tall, conversing with one another.
wait, what? So frogs, okay. Not only are they large, they can talk. All right, we were establishing some things.
I can only imagine their conversation went something like this. Hey, Fred, you think we should stand over by the side of the road? No, let's wait over by the woods, Bob.
I think they were all asking each other, can you reach that up there for me?
That's
They're all 3 to 4 feet tall.
Yeah, that's true. But do you think they can joke? They can joke because they're frogs.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
The creatures had leathery skin and the faces of frogs.
I have some relatives that can fit that description.
In addition to their amphibian attributes, they also had a wand that they waved over their heads, which naturally scared our unnamed passerby.
A wand? He saw a bunch of kids playing Harry Potter. Those were not frog men. Those were school children.
I'm sorry.
I was totally on this story until the wand, and that's where it went over the side for me.
I'm sorry, Vlad, but I don't believe you're a top cryptozoologist. So I don't know if I can take your word that this is just a bunch of kids.
I went to the cryptozoology school of hard knocks.
So apparently these are not frogmen of science. You have to resort to sorcery and trickery. The stories of the Loveland Frogmen have been repeated throughout the decades, and the most recent sighting took place in 2016. A young couple, also top zoologists, was out playing Pokemon Go.
So, of course, they were seeing augmented reality. Those aren't actually... Hey, listen, there are no actual Pokemons when you're playing that game.
I'm not listening. La, 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 la.
Superimposed onto your screen when you're looking at your phone.
I think the obvious question is, did they catch him and train him? When they claimed to see a giant frog-like creature that, quote, stood on two legs and walked toward them.
I think we're...
Wow.
I think this is all a big joke that we're not getting. I don't think Chelsea intended this to be a serious piece of documentary journalism.
No. No. I'm going to have to disagree. I'm going to play the devil's advocate and say, yes, she did.
That didn't sound like Al Pacino.
Yes, she did!
Okay, now you're playing the devil's advocate.
I'm like, Hoo-ah! Oh, I have to apologize at this point to our guide through this, Chelsea Wiley, because I did not notice this. Actually, I have to apologize to her on two fronts. I referred to this as a maximum bi-media experience when there is actually a movie posted. So it's tri-media. And then just below that, she does end this with, gotta catch them all, right? So I'm sorry, Chelsea. You caught the punchline before I did. That's my bad.
She bested us all.
That's why she's the best.
But the grass man.
But this one, wait, this one, we're not done.
Oh, we're still on the frog.
This one, the one this couple saw, these experts saw, it didn't have a wand. There's no mention of a wand. So that makes me suspicious. One of these two is lying.
Maybe he was a squib.
Oh, yeah. Could be. Or could have been a warrior.
Hadn't been properly trained. Oh yeah,
yeah. Could, yeah,
or
could
a been cleric. A maybe that one was a healer frog. I don't.
Yeah. It doesn't use a wand. That makes sense. That makes sense. All right, we can move.
I don't mean to go into too much of a rabbit hole, but if you click on the link there that Chelsea has dropped in, it leads to a Fox News piece, and it starts out, "The Loveland Frogman is the tale that's been passed on for generations." You could call it the Bigfoot of the Tri-State if Bigfoot didn't have fur and was amphibious.
And was 3 feet tall and had a wand.
And was 3 feet tall and had a
wand. There's a picture. There's a picture of it.
The video?
Well, there's a picture of it.
In the article.
Yeah, it's a multimedia experience, that link is.
Oh, it takes you to the YC.
Yeah, and there is this, like, apparently the frog has glowing electrical eyes.
Wow, as frogs do.
As frog. Yeah, that screams frog.
Yeah. That's how you know it's actually a frog, the electrical eyes.
That's certainly not a guy in the water wearing a helmet with lights on it.
I'm sure it's not the only distortion Fox 19 has put out.
I don't know. They got a lot of cryptozoologists on staff. All right. I think
the Grass Man.
The Grass Man. That's the next one. Grass Man.
Have you ever seen... This is like... I like this line. I like this. The start of this next paragraph. It's sort of like, have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Have you ever seen three-toed footprints in Cuyahoga Valley National Park?
Many times. Go on.
Well, you, sir, Evil Elvis, may have been hot on the trail of one of Ohio's most legendary cryptids, the Grass Man. I thought Grass Man was the guy who lived at the end of the hall in my dorm when I was in college.
You know, it sounds like it would be nice to be him because he could always ride for free.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because he's all, yeah.
Along with the Gas Man
and the Ass,
and the Ass Man. That's right.
Often referred to as the Eastern Bigfoot.
Now, wait a minute. Wait. We just heard that the frog could be called the Bigfoot of the tri-state area.
That's right.
Noticing a theme. Suddenly, a cliche was born. The Grass Man is reportedly a 7-foot-tall, 300-pound hominid. This makes me feel this next sentence lends some credibility to this entire affair.
Oh, yeah.
Because it specifies, according to famed cryptozoologist Lauren Coleman of the Ohio, not of, but let's do that again. Okay, yeah. Clap. Do the clap.
Again. All right.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Okay. According to famed cryptozoologist Lauren Coleman, the Ohio Grassmen have a more human-like appearance and are more human-looking and are shorter than the classic Bigfoot.
Oh,
but do they look human?
They're more than Bigfoot.
Yeah. More human-like
appearance. And on a scale of Bigfoot to...
Frogman.
So, in the Bigfoot world, they're human-esque.
Yes.
They're human-esque Bigfoots called Grassman. And there's a video again of the actual, this looks, it's supposed to be actual Grassman, a Grassman walking around.
Now, should we consider this now, are we still at Tri-Media because we have movies, text, and pictures, or is this now Quadra-Media because we've got two movies?
And there's sound on those movies.
Oh, is there sound? Well,
and then there's ads on the right, so that's Pentamedia.
Plus, there's a bunch of stuff on my screen, so
that's Hexamedia. Wow.
3D.
That media right there is that we've got for the Ohio Grassman is chilling because it appears they play paintball. I can only surmise from the movements and the. Yeah. We have a 7-foot foe who knows how to play paintball. This is terrifying.
Yep, he calls himself the Grass Man. All right, so that there's not much there. They just talk about that he's just a shorter,
quick,
7-foot tall, 300-pound.
Quick toss off in the cryptozoological files.
Seven foot tall, 300 pounds really isn't that. That's Shaquille O'Neal?
I was going to say, is it possible we've been tracking Shaquille?
He's in the woods.
He's out looking for the general.
Shaquille O'Neal is playing paintball, and they think.
Who's that 7-foot tall baseball player? Yao Ming?
No, he's a basketball player. Basketball. As well.
Oh, basketball. I get the two confused.
I think he might be thinking of Randy Johnson.
Oh, yes, that's who I was thinking. Yeah.
The big unit they used to call him, but they didn't call him Grassman, so I don't think that could be him.
Yeah.
He never had weed.
All right. Oh, it's my turn? My turn.
Your turn.
We forgot. We have encountered the Loveland Frog. We didn't even talk about that. The fact that... Well, it's too late.
Do the clap again.
I don't think ours could have been the Loveland Frog because he didn't have a wand.
That's right.
Ours had a knife. Yep.
You would think one of the prerequisites for strolling down the street in Loveland, Ohio would be carrying a knife.
That's right. You ain't joking, especially near the side of a road like that.
Or in the woods.
All right. Now, here's another one we've encountered. Well, one of us encountered. And it was me. And it's the Mothman.
That was largely before the cast was expanded.
That's true. And he seemed all right until he dropped a bridge on me. But
yep. Oh, boy, if I had the nickel.
I don't like to hold grudges, but when you drop a bridge on someone...
You're pretty much defining their relationship to follow at that
point. At least it's considered rude. That's all I'm saying. All right, so it starts with a picture of the Athens Messenger from 1966, and it says the only part I can read is "Monster, no joke for those who saw it." For everyone else,
I can
read
it if we wanted to. I actually have vision good enough. I could read that if we needed to.
Well, I can zoom in. Oh, it gets bigger when I hover over it.
Mine didn't do that. See,
I don't understand how you're doing that.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think you got the hover virus.
I don't.
You're not able to do that.
You got to be good at it.
What's your browser? Are you running Firefox?
I am Chrome.
I'm running Chrome too.
But I got all kinds of things attached, like all kinds of things on it.
Yeah.
Mostly keep pouring off. That's my main concern. Mm-hmm. Don't want any.
Sure.
Any of that.
Of course. Yes.
Because you don't want those pictures getting bigger unexpectedly. All right, so let's just go with the story, because there's a lot of words in there, a lot of words. All right, after the first sighting of the winged creature in 1966, an Ohio copy editor dubbed the mystery creature the Mothman.
Now, he did that after the first sighting. I feel like he didn't really give quote-unquote Mothman enough of a chance to establish his persona to really truly call him a Mothman after one sighting.
Yeah,
nobody short-sighted.
No, nobody had a dialogue that ended in "I'm Mothman."
Yeah. I think they're projecting onto this creature.
Because wasn't this an X-File too at some point?
I think it might have been. Yeah, it might have been.
Had to be. How could they not do a Mothman? Yeah.
I guess this editor was the product of his time. It's a different time.
Yeah, 1966.
These days we'd allow Mothman to establish his or her gender identity.
And character, yeah.
Like, see what their alignment is. We don't know if they're good or evil. You know? Maybe he could have been a super villain. He could have been a superhero. We don't know yet.
He's a non-binary moth, as far as we know.
He could have had like henchmen following him around, dressed like smaller moths or like
maggots. Not maggots, but a caterpillar kind of thing.
Yeah, one's a caterpillar and one's a light bulb.
And they eat people's sweaters. Like,
that's right.
Just run around eating sweaters. And then people would freeze to death. But it's like, they didn't know the rules. They didn't know the rules back then. They're all smoking cigarettes. All right,
thought they were good for you.
Although typically associated with Point Pleasant, West Virginia, the Mothman was also active across the Ohio River in Gallipoli. I don't know how to say it. Gallipoli. All right. Hundreds of Mothman sightings were reported in Ohio in the 1960s. But the mystery goes back centuries to the native Wyandot people that inhabited the Ohio River Valley. According to author Mark A. Hall. Is he a cryptozoologist or just an author? I don't know. He doesn't explain.
He can be
The Wyandots were plagued by giant flying bird-like creatures who would blend into the clouds and fog, destroying crops and plucking children from villages.
Now, wait a minute. So they were seeing the Mothman hundreds of years ago, but not the Frogman.
Yeah. Maybe the Frogman are nature's answer to the Mothman. Because they eat, what do frogs eat? They eat moths. So if you have a larger moth man, you would need large frog man to counteract that. That just seems like nature keeping things in balance.
That seems pretty scientific.
It only stands to reason.
It all makes sense. Well, we saw
so. Of course, what is it that eats frogs? Because we need to be looking for that then. What is it that eats frogs?
Oh, man.
So we need to look for man.
Storks. Giant
stork men.
Stork men.
We need to look for stork men.
The carnivorous stork men.
Cajuns.
Chillicothe.
Giant Cajuns maybe come up.
The Cajun stork men.
Cajun man. We need to look for Cajun man.
French men.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Frenchmen. right there.
The drug monsters. It's
don't at us.
So, sadly, the largest Frenchman. Well, actually, wasn't Andre the Giant? Was he? Andre the Giant was French. That was nature's answer.
Well, that's in just height, but in girth, in height plus girth. You know, like you measure postal packages?
Yeah.
It's not just the length. It's the length and the girth.
Wait a minute. Are you insinuating that you can send a human being through the mail so long as you pay for it like a package?
What? You've never done that?
I have never tried. No, I have not.
Oh, vampire stuff.
I've shipped myself to many a new nation. I think Gerard Depardieu may have edged him out because Andre the Giant had the height, but the circumference of the face, I think Gerard Depardieu edges out Andre the Giant. If you add girth plus length.
Overall mass, I can see that. Yeah, that was nature's first salvo to stop the frogman.
Was Gerard Depardieu and Andre the Giant.
I'm going to confirm because I just looked up the postal rates for Gerard.
You just, what do you do? You just Google how much does it cost to mail Gerard Depardieu? I'm going to do that.
I Googled what is the going postal rate.
And I'm sure Google had an answer. Unless you get one of them, one of those, what's it called, preferred rate boxes from the normal post, because if it fits, it ships. You just cram as much crap into one of those boxes as can fit. It's just a flat rate.
Get in there, Gerard. Come on.
Oh, Lord. It takes you to a picture from 2017 where he took off his shirt during a hot and sweaty rehearsal. Do not do this. Valued fans, do not. I'm warning you. Do not click on this mail online thing about Gerard Depardieu shirtless. Oh, no. Oh, I just saved all of you. You're now.
I just Googled hot and sweaty Gerard Depardieu. And
no.
Oh, you probably.
Are you looking at the picture with the suspenders?
Yes. I did.
You know what? I think he might have wrestled Andre the Giant under the name of like Haystacks or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. Seem to remember him in this getup.
Well, I've had a good run.
Minerva Monster.
I'm just seeing that. I'm done. Oh, Minerva Monster. Who's next?
I don't know. Is it Vlad?
It's you. It's you. It's Elvis.
It's me. All right. Okay. All right. Minerva Monster.
And that concludes part one of The Monsters of Ohio. Part two will be coming soon, and then back on scripted episodes. So that's good news. Now thanks for listening, and go enjoy a tasty beverage. The little bit of 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 the little bit
The